one of my favorite weeks of Lou Dickman Weekly. Why?
Because it's Oscar weekend.
That's right, Lou. Did you know one of my jobs was a film critic?
Yes, and I did see your YouTube with Jeffrey the other day.
Very good, very good. And we'll do a plug for that.
For the puppets, I think you guys should do it in puppet form.
Of course. Lou, you have a lot of jobs, too. Is one of them film critic?
It is once a year.
All right. So let's get to Lou's picks. He picks the Oscars. Oh.
The only thing that I pick worse than football for my Oscar picks.
Lou, we're going to start with animated feature. You're an animated guy. The choices, of course, Brave, Frankenweenie, Paranorman, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, and Wreck-It Ralph. Lou?
Paranorman.
Paranorman. Lou's going for Paranorman.
That says Fritz the Cat has a animated show caught me, so...
Fritz the Cat, of course, Lou, had some nudity in it.
But it's animated, so it's not really nudity.
All right, there you go, Lou.
Let's go
to supporting actress, Lou. Amy Adams in The Master. You love that one. Sally Field in Lincoln. Anne Hathaway.
What?
Anne Hathaway in Les Miserables. Helen Hunt in The Sessions. I love her brother, Mike. And Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook. Lou?
Any relation to Sigourney?
I don't know.
Okay. I am going to go with Sally Field, although I really think Anne Hathaway should get it.
Ah.
I'm going to give it to Sally Field because I'm going to put her in the Deadpool right after the Oscars.
Okay, Lou, supporting actor. Alan Arkin in Argo, F Yourself. Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook. Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master. Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln. Christopher Waltz in Django Unchained. Lou?
Oh, very, very tough.
Very tough.
Very tough. I think I am going to go with Alan Arkin in Argo.
Wow, that would be a wild upset, but Lou goes for the upset. Very good.
Yes.
Let's go to leading actress, Lou. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Emmanuel Riva in Amour. Quvenzhané Wallace in Beasts of the Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts in The Impossible. Lou?
God, that is just so hard. I know Amour is going to get blank. They're not going to get anything.
All right.
Even as they're foreign films, they got it up there, but they're going to get denied.
Listen to you, Lou.
I think I am going to go with... Come at me again. That's a very tough one.
All right, here we go, quickly. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook. Emmanuel Riva.
I want Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook.
There you go, Lou. You must have liked her tight clothing in that movie. I did.
Every thought.
All right, there you go. Well, see you for that tight clothing. All right, leading actor. Let's go to Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln, Hugh Jackman, Les Miserables, Joaquin Phoenix in The Master, and Denzel Washington, Flight. Very strong category. Lou!
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, I think, deserves it, but of course... Everybody's
part of that Silver Linings Playbook, too.
Yeah, well, no, it'll be Daniel Day for Lincoln.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
What was your problem with his performance as Lincoln?
I thought it was a good performance, but I thought it was... I thought Denzel was better.
All right. Did you see Flight?
No. I only go by trailers.
Best Picture, Lou, the granddaddy. All right, Best Picture. Zero, Dark Thirty, Silver Linings Playbook, Lincoln, Life of Pi, Les Miserables, Django Unchained, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Argo F Yourself, and Amour. Lou. This one's a stumper, eh?
Yes, Life of Pi.
Life of Pi, Lou. You and Ang Lee's mother are the only one predicting that. Thank you, Lou. We're going to throw in a couple of wild cards right now because it's always funny. Live-action short film, Lou. Will it be Assad, The Bukkake Boys, Curfew, Death of a Shadow, which is also called Drood van een Shadow, and Henry, which will win the live-action short, Lou?
Henry,
very good. And the animated short film, Lou, Adam and Dog, Fresh Guacamole, Head Over Heels, Maggie Simpson in the Longest Daycare, and Paper Man. Lou?
Paper Man, definitely.
Paper Man's a good one. Paper Man is a good one. So there it is, our Oscar picks, Lou's Oscar picks for 2013. Hooray for Hollywood. All right, Lou. So let's go to that No Forks review of the week. Which sandwich? There's your theme song, I hear it.
I'm not going with the sandwich this week.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I am going with a bar called Local.
Local, okay. Where is that located, Lou?
Local is located across the street from Shaw's.
All right, Shaw's.
At Illinois, Kinsey, I don't know.
Very good, yeah. We got it.
The fried pickles.
The fried pickles, Lou.
Dipped in the hot chipotle sauce.
Mmm.
You pair that with a nice 8% draft beer.
Very good. What would you recommend? What draft would you recommend?
I like any of the Two Brothers selection.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, very good. But the fried pickles are just outstanding.
Oh, my God. Lou, your Spills review on that?
Oh, I'm going to give it a 3.5.
3.5, Lou, for the fried pickles at the Local Tavern in River North. Lou, that's me. Let's play that theme song again. Always funny. There it is. So your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all here.
All right. Which part of the Oscar statue most looks like a part of your body and why?
Oh, it'd definitely be the abs.
And why, Lou?
Well, we both have six-pack abs.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out for this Oscar day.
Have an outstanding Sunday. And
go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Cheap Plastic Surgery. If you want to look like Lou, see Lou uptown, downtown, all around Chicago. Tell them Lou Plastics you!